Thank you for tuning in. We'll get to your program right after this short word from our sponsor.
Balance Virtually provides full-service financial planning services for small businesses, nonprofits, and startups. We can help you manage your monthly reporting, bank and credit card reconciliations, budget and forecasting, payroll services, and much more. To schedule a consultation with a certified public accountant with over 16 years of experience helping people like you, visit balancevirtually.com. Balance Virtually, your locally owned full-service financial planning service company. Welcome to the Veronica Edwards Show, where we have fun financial conversations that everyone can listen. Everyone listening can apply to their personal and professional life. I'm your host, Veronica Edwards, and I'm so excited to be back here towards the end of season two on BizRadio.us. I just want to thank all the listeners, aka the V team, because when I tell you, you guys have been showing up and showing out. We are almost to 2,500 downloads and 100 episodes, and super excited to be entering into season three. Just feel super blessed. And today is a family edition because I have one of my beautiful cousins that is so talented in so many areas, and I have just the honor of having her on the show. She has a bachelor's of psychology and a master's degree in child and adolescent psychology. She is a photographer and the owner of Tailor Made Images, as well as being an amazing singer, mortgage, bank, and loan officer, wife, mother. We could go on and on and on. So without further ado, I would like to introduce my cousin, Angelica Jelly Cannon. Hey, Jelly.
Hey.
How are you?
I am doing well, busy as always, but never too busy to make time for family and to have some good conversation.
I know that's right. Well, thank you so much. And we always start the show here just telling the listeners a little bit about you, where you're from, and how you found yourself starting your own business.
Okay. So I am Angelica Cannon. As Veronica has stated, I am a wife and a mother of two children. I have a 13-year-old. I was about to say 12, but 13.
Girl, he about to be 23 the way he.
Yeah, he looks like it. My 13-year-old is 5'10". He's a basketball player. He's in the 7th grade, and I have a 9-year-old daughter. She's in the 3rd grade. She's into gymnastics, dancing, and all that great stuff. But besides that, I do so many things. I'm a praise and worship leader, you know, at my church. Mm-hmm. I'm involved with my kids like crazy. So I'm at everything, behind the scenes with everything. I'm also a mortgage lender. So that takes up a great deal of my time as well. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in depth a little later, but
sure.
And I am a photographer for Tailor Made Images. So what actually happened, and I'm from Sumter, South Carolina. I think I left that out.
Represent Sumter. Jelly, you know, Sumter. I didn't realize.
Yes.
Jay Morant, you know, during the playoffs, Jay Morant.
Yes, John Morant. He's putting us on the map. Actually, I don't know if you know this, but what's his name? Ray Allen, he also came from Sumter. He lived in Sumter a little bit. Yes. Yes, he did.
Everybody say them Sumter players be playing dirty. I ain't starting no mess. But, you know, y'all play hard in Sumter.
They call Sumter Merc City. So,
oh, my goodness. Well, tell us about how you started with photography. Because I don't think I've ever known this story. I just know you started picking it up, and I'm seeing you on social media. And I'm like, man, Jelly's getting good.
Yeah, it's definitely a process because I was terrible at first, but when I look back, but it all happened around the pandemic. I knew I always liked to capture things and events. I took pictures all the time, and you know, my husband and my kids would be like, "Why do you take pictures all the time?" And you know, memories are so important. I mean, because one day, those are all that you have of loved ones and events and things. And so in the pandemic, my sister was graduating from college And she said, hey, you know, I really don't want to, you know, go get any pictures made or whatever. Let's go to the lake and take some pictures with your iPhone. I'm going to put my cap and gown on. I was like, okay. And so when I took the pictures and I saw how good they were, because mm-hmm. photography is not only just capturing good shots and good angles, but editing as well. Yes. And I was able to edit the photos and they look professional. I was like, maybe I can make something doing this. So it was like one of those aha moments. And I bought a camera from Walmart. As a matter of fact, I still use that same camera a lot. So I bought the camera from Walmart. I said, hey, let me do a couple little practice sessions with you and my son. Mm-hmm. I did it, put them on social media, and from then it just took off.
See, and that's what I want the listeners to realize. Sometimes you have that gift already, but it takes other people seeing that in you. So I just encourage people, if you see something in a young person, older person, whatever age it is, encourage them, because that's literally, Jelly, the story I hear all the time talking to folks. They're like, well, I was kind of nervous. I didn't think I can make money from it. It was just a hobby. Yeah. Our cousin Sharitha, an amazing photographer, she's been on the show. Same thing. You know, she didn't like how her daughter that has special needs were being handled with a photographer. And she's like, I can do this myself.
Yeah. I would encourage anybody to look within and see what you have and start where you are. You don't have to, you're not going to start out as a professional. You're not going to start out as what you see yourself being, but you have to use what you have and start where you are. You'll never know how great you can become or what can become of it if you're fearful. You can't operate in fear. You just have to start where you are.
Come on, preacher. That's what I'm talking about. And absolutely right. And the fear, I've heard somebody say, like, they look forward to the fear. They run to the fear because they know that on the other side, you're going to be okay. But it's just something that is just new and it's challenging. So yeah. I just love that it was something you didn't know. But, hey, you just threw it out there on social media. And I'm sure people were like, yo, that's worth every penny. We'll follow up with you. So now, Jelly, you mentioned that you're in Sumter, South Carolina. So do you provide services only in South Carolina, or, you know, we're in Western North Carolina. We have family all over. Do you travel?
If the price is right, I'll travel.
My cousin. Yes.
Yeah. If the price is right. But mainly I'm in South Carolina. I do know that a few weekends ago, I was in Columbia, South Carolina, doing prom photos, and I did some prom photos last weekend. I'll be doing a few this weekend, so I'm very busy in the next couple weeks, and also trying to manage travel basketball.
That's what I want to jump into, Jelly, because like you said, like, this business is a side business. You have a W-2 job as a mortgage bank and loan officer. You're very involved in your children's life. You're very involved in church life and your community. How do you balance all of this and still have time for you?
So my family comes first, regardless, because if anything happens on that job, anything happens to me, they'll replace me immediately. But the great thing I love about being a mortgage lender is, although I am a W-2 employee, it's basically almost like I'm self-employed. I don't punch a clock. I don't really answer to anybody, but I shape my own business, which is busy in itself, because I have to market. I have to make phone calls. I don't chase money, but I do chase the opportunity to help families, because I always believe money doesn't leave, money follows. So if you're doing the right things, the money will follow you. But my children come first. So what I do is, like, after I drop my children off to school, I try to get most, the bulk of what I need done for my regular W-2 job while they're in school. Mm-hmm. Once they're out of school, I try to give them my undivided attention, but I have also learned ways to have things on my phone so that even if, or I take my laptop everywhere. Mm-hmm. So even if I'm at basketball practice, even if I'm at gymnastics, as long as I have hotspot, I can say, oh, you need a mortgage pre-approval. Boop, boop, boop. Okay, we got it. You know? Mm-hmm. So it's just all about being efficient in what you're doing. And as far as with photography, if I can't do it, I just can't do it. I'm like, no, I can't take that. But a lot of time, my kids, I teach my kids what I do. So they go and they help me. They're like, you know, and people are impressed. They're like, oh, you got a whole crew. Yeah, I got a production crew, you know, it's a family business. So,
yes. And I love the name of your business. Angelica's maiden name is Taylor. So I love the play on the name Taylor Made Images. Very catchy. And your work is amazing. Now, Jelly, are you just doing kind of non-commercial work? You know, like, are you just working with proms and weddings? But do you do any type of photography? Because now I'm seeing such a market for, like, if people are staging a house, you know, you need a photographer. If you have products that people want to put on their website, do you do that type of service also?
Well, yes. Yeah. So I've done a few photographs for like State Farm, like for their office, their headshots, their group photos. I do have a realtor, which is good business for me because I work closely with realtors every day who wants me to start taking the photos for all their listings. So those are services that I do offer. I just haven't updated my website yet. So that is forthcoming with the pricing and everything for that. But yeah, I'm open to a plethora of things.
So I would love to talk about how you got into the mortgage bank and loan officer, because as I stated, you know, Angelica has a bachelor's in psychology, master's in psychology. I remember when you were younger, you were thinking about law school. It's like whatever you put your mind to, I know you can do it. So I'm just curious how you fell into this opportunity.
Well, first of all, I've always known that I wanted to help people. Mm-hmm. So whether it's being a lawyer, whether it's being a counselor, or whether it's being a mortgage lender, I always knew I wanted to help people. So my husband and I bought a home in December of 2020. And to say the least, our experience was almost horrific.
It's a beautiful home, by the way. I haven't personally seen it, but shout out to the house.
Yeah. So it was almost horrific. And I basically underwrote my whole loan. My loan officer was not very educated on the product that we were interested in. And so, I mean, I researched, and I helped her.
And no, so, Jelly, how you found this person?
Well, no, she's good, but she and I went to high school together.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and I mean, not to take, she's an amazing loan officer. It's just that I was just a lot sharper than her, you know.
I understand, girl. It happens to me all the time.
Yes. Yeah. And so I got through you know, to her, and we were able to work together and finally get it done. And I advocated for us the whole time. I had to think of solutions and options and ways to make this thing happen, because I knew it was supposed to happen. And she said, I wish you were on my team. Like, I need some help. You know.
So again, someone reached out to you.
Yes.
Pull you into this field. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she saw, you know, she saw what I had in me. And so I was working for Wells Fargo at the time, and I was like, I'm definitely not leaving my 9-to-5 job with base income for a commission base. I wasn't ready.
Right.
And so I'll tell you, one thing about God is that when he has purpose for you, when he really purposes something for you, the way your life turns out, and if you yield to him and pray to him and ask him for guidance, your life will start going in that direction. So what happened, I was at Wells Fargo for 4.5 years. They didn't bounce back from the pandemic. So in May of last year, they let my whole department go.
Now, Jelly, what were you doing again at Wells Fargo?
I was working in corporate complaints.
See, Jelly, you be doing everything. What?
Yeah. I didn't start out doing that. I started out as a call center worker there.
That's what I remember. But I knew that you moved through the ranks. And so, okay, so last year, May 2022, corporate compliance, the whole department, gone.
Yeah, gone. Oof. Yeah, and so I was good, you know, because they gave us a nice severance package.
You're like, I'm chilling, yeah.
Yeah, but what's amazing is the last day of work. So I applied to Rocket Mortgage, which was a, you know, a big mortgage company because they help you get licensed. Uh-huh. And I knew it was God because the start date was the last day for me to work at Wells Fargo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. The same exact day, May 23rd.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so I started there. I took the classes. Many people don't know that the test to take to become a mortgage loan originator, it has like maybe like a 44% pass rate.
So
very difficult test. And it is very under represented with African Americans.
Always. Yep.
Yeah. And so it was a major accomplishment for me. Mm-hmm. And so it was definitely a faith move. And, you know, God has been making it happen. I've only been originating for maybe 6 months, and I have closed just this year almost $2 million in loans.
Come on, Jelly. Come on, Jelly. Smelling like a bag of money. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. And look at what you're saying. It wasn't like you were chasing the money. People just kept saying, hey, I see this in you. Maybe this will be good, even when you didn't want to do it. I tell people all the time, yeah, it's just going to keep following you. You know, you just have to listen to what your real calling is.
Yep.
That's amazing. So now it's been 6 months. I think I've also saw on a social media that you've been winning awards with your company for selling so much. And I know I've personally reached out to you for you to assist with one of my friends. And just like you said, immediately you responded. And I think that's key, especially in your field, to be responsive, even if you can't give the person the answer right then and there.
Yep.
I know when I was closing on my last house, that was the hardest thing. It was like I had a great loan officer, but she was busy. And so I always had to ride her to, you know, to hear back. So I appreciate the fact that you are like, I have, you know, I got a hot spot. I can be available while still making time for my family.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful. Well, one thing, Jelly, before we go, you know, like you stated, you're trying to balance all this stuff. You're super talented.
Thank you.
What is the next chapter for you? Like, what do you see yourself that's something that you haven't done yet? You're not even 40 years old, nowhere near it yet. So what do you see the future for Angelica Cannon in the next 10, 15 years?
I do plan to be a serial entrepreneur.
Yes.
My husband and I are, you know, making plans to open some more businesses. They're still in the works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't say how soon they're going to happen, but we're definitely working on them. So we're going to use what we're doing now to fund our bigger dreams. So yeah, definitely. Eventually we want to retire early.
Same. So many of, you know, people from our generation, we're seeing how our usually that grandparent age worked to like they were almost 80. And then our parents are like, okay, we'll work to our 60s. But I'm like, you know what? I'm kind of good at 50.
Yeah. Right.
I still want to travel, and you've inspired me and so many other people that's in this field. Also, shout out to our cousin Sharitha, does photography. She also does real estate.
Yes.
I see real estate being that passive income that will allow me to retire. You know, a lot of times, especially people of color, we'll buy a house, but then we'll immediately sell it. And then we'll buy it. And it's like, no, and I want to retain this house, especially during the pandemic. We saw how much value owning is, and even now with inflation, than renting.
Because
please go ahead.
Another good thing is I would tell people to own a lot of real estate. I mean, if you're, whether you're flipping, whether you're renting it out, or whatever you're doing, that's the thing to do. You'll always have money. People will always want to rent from you. And the way that rent is going up every month.
Girl.
Yeah. And inflation is crazy right now, but people are still buying. The inventory is so low right now because people are buying left and right.
And it's so sad for some folks because it's like, I'm looking at people that can't, there's trailers that are going for $250,000 and houses that are 50, 60 years old going for $500,000. And yes. I know people with great credit and a good job and they can't afford to get a house. So I just thank God that I was able to slip in. When you, Jelly, you mentioned you bought your house December 2020. I got my house, I think it was August of 2020. So those rates were still pretty low.
Oh, yeah.
But Lord,
I don't think we'll see that anytime soon.
No, I just want to share with folks before we go. I was on a U.S. chamber call and they were just saying, you know, they like inflation to be at 2%. We're at 5%. Last year we were at 9%. They don't see it changing until 2025. Yep. And so that's 2 years from now. So if you can get a house, hurry up and get it and try to hold on to it. Yes. But Jelly, thank you so much for doing everything that you're doing, being an inspiration to me and so many others, being an amazing mom and wife and helping out your community. And I'm not going to make you cry, but I know Aunt Marguerite would be so proud of you.
She would be.
Yes. And I know your mother and everybody's proud of you. Taylor clan in the building. Anybody that's family knows that the Taylor clan represents. Shout out to Nikia, Anton, or everybody. Love you guys. Thank you for making the time. And I just want to thank all the listeners for tuning in to bizradio.us. Please come back next week, same time, same place, 10 a.m. on Wednesdays for the Veronica Edwards Show. And if you missed the live airing, you can listen to all prior shows at the veronicaedwards.buzzsprout.com.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.